I'd like to take you to a conversation this morning as we wrap up this week's devotions from my perspective, because tomorrow it's Vincent and Songs of Deliverance, Songs of Devotion. I want to take you to one more conversation around a yes and amen attitude. And today I want to talk to you out of two passages of scripture for your devotion. The one is in Psalms chapter 27 and the other is out of Romans. Psalms 27 verse 13 and 14 says this: I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. Now, there's a really powerful idea here that I think is so important, and that is that while we wait, we should never weaken in our faith. Now, there's this idea that waiting sometimes can feel like it's dragging on, and a wait can either be a win or a wait can cause you to wither. And we have to determine in our hearts which of those two outcomes we're going to land up with. And the way you do that is in the word confidence, right at the verse before it. He says, the psalmist says that he remains confident. That idea remains means that there have been some things along the way that may have shaken his confidence, or as the young people say, shook him. But nevertheless, he remains confident. And I think this is crucial. Our faith in the Lord should be unshakable, unwavering, immovable. These are all terms that are actually found in the scripture. That we have to maintain this confidence of faith. Thank you, Gabriel, for Romans 8:31. We have to maintain this confidence in the Lord. And this passage of scripture reminds us to be strong and take heart. And there is something of that conversation that I think is so incredibly important for us this morning. This idea that waiting on the Lord should cause for us to win and not wither. And there's an idea there that I kind of want to unpack for you out of Romans chapter 5. And if you have the time, read from verse 1. But it's talking about hope. And it says that hope does not disappoint. Romans 5, verse 5, it says, hope does not disappoint because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, have you ever used the phrase, I hope so? Terms like, do you think this will work? Followed by, I hope so. Do you think they're coming? I hope so. Do you think it'll all work out? I hope so. That term, I hope so, is really quite powerful. There is a biblical version of that, and that is this idea that faith is the substance of things hoped for. So our hope is fueled by faith. Our hope is not fueled by ignoring the facts or just a general positive attitude. We're not sort of thinking our way into a better life. We're believing our way into a better life. And so we want to be full of hope based on faith, for faith is the substance of things hoped for. So these two are twins, faith and hope. They are the twins that work together that keep our hearts confident when things shake us a little. How do you elevate your confidence? Well, hope never puts us to shame, the Bible says, or hope never disappoints, because no matter what the outcome is, I'd rather go into my future with a hopeful attitude than go into my future kicking and screaming negatively. So this morning, my encouragement to you is that you will find hope by building faith, that your heart will take heart and be full of confidence, and that, like the psalmist said, that while we wait, we remain confident, unshakable and immovable. There's an added couple of layers I want to share with you concerning that. First of all, to remain confident means that we rest in God's plan. Have to rest. You know, sometimes we make our own plans. And when we make our own plans, they tend to be poorly thought out. So instead of having your own poor plans, why don't you wait for God's prosperous plans to kick into action? And when God's prosperous plans kick into action, your heart will swell with joy, peace, assurance of salvation. All these wonderful expressions of the fruit of the Spirit will come flooding into your heart when you're living out God's prosperous plan, not your own poorly formed plan. And then there's another idea. Not only do we need to rest and need to remain, there is this idea that we have to renew our confidence, our heart. You know, every now and then, you just have to renew things. They get tired. They get worn out. They get outdated. Renew in me a pure heart, the psalmist said. There's something about just make it fresh again. And every now and then, there's a need for a spiritual reset, a moment to come before God and say, Lord, I thank you that you reset my heart. And so today, as you step out in faith, in a moment when we pray, as you step out in faith, remain confident. Wait on the Lord. Put your trust in him, for hope never disappoints, because God's love is shed abroad in our hearts. And so with that confidence, my prayer is going to be that God is going to do big things in you and through you and for you today. Should we take a moment to pray, everybody? Let's do it. Father, we thank you so much for your word. It is our source and our supply. We thank you, Lord, that we are remaining confident. We thank you, Father, that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We thank you that our hearts are assured, our hearts are protected today. And we thank you that our hope is built on faith. It never disappoints, because you love us, and we will patiently wait for your promise, for your prosperous plans. We will not make our own poorly considered plans. We thank you for that. We pray today that you'll make every crooked place straight, in Jesus' name. Amen.